When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
G'day, thanks for listening. This is Better Than Yesterday. Hi, g'day, I'm Osha. Thanks for being here. Good morning, afternoon, good evening, good night. My God, I just became a Truman for a second. Boy, hi, thanks for being here. There's a podcast called Better Than Yesterday. It's here to make your day-to-day better than yesterday. There's episodes that go all the way back to 2013, you know. Mondays and Wednesdays, I have guests. Some of the names you might recognize, some of the names you don't, that's fine. Fridays, it's just me and you, and that's it. There's hundreds of episodes and I'm always grateful to make this show. I couldn't make it without people that listen. So thank you for being a part of it. I'm Osher. I'm a podcaster. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm currently rebuilding my studio, which is why it sounds a little different in here today because the sound soaker opera stuff isn't where I normally have it. So it's a little brighter in here. Not that I can hear it because I've literally got nothing above 3K in both ears. But enough about my hearing damage. Thanks for being here. Quick news on the live show front. We were going to do a bunch of shows this week, which if you had tickets, you all have found out already. For one reason or another, all of them beyond the things that we had able to be in control of, all those shows are now all consolidated into one show, but it's a much bigger room and it's on the 19th of May. So the NTNN NNN, the live news show that we're doing is on the 19th of May at the Factory Theatre. And yeah, it'd be super fun. We're doing another one on the 3rd of June in Newcastle, which I'm super stoked about. And that's really fucking exciting. It wasn't an awesome phone call to get that for whatever reasons were, which I won't go into, that we couldn't make the shows. We were all very sad and disappointed that we weren't able to do it. But then again, we're all very excited to go like, well, now we're all going to smash it all into one and be a big room. It'll be a fucking heaving night. It'll be a lot of fun. And so we're all really stoked about it. And this is the business we have chosen. You know, sometimes this is what happens in the live performance space. You know, things go wrong. People get sick. Things fall over. It happens. It happens. And that's okay. It's all a part of it. This is the business we've chosen, said Hyman Roth to Michael Corleone. And it's kind of got me thinking, you know, I've been fairly transparent about what it is that I'm doing with this show. And, you know, it's really interesting. So I didn't want to tell the cast that on one of the nights of the week that we're going to be doing these shows, the network that I'm trying to sell it to is going to come. But I didn't want to tell them because I didn't want to freak them out. But I had to tell them the other day, say, okay, guys, so the network's coming that night, right? It's like, that's the night the network's coming. We can't fuck it up. We have to make a great show because we're trying to sell this. We're trying to get this show on air because every TV show that you see on air went through the process that we're doing right now. There was a testing phase. There was a phase where they played the game, whether it be Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Price is Right or even a dating show. Like it was played often in a boardroom, sometimes with stand-ins, sometimes with actors. Everyone signs NDAs. No one's allowed to talk about what it is, but you need to actually play the game on camera or experiment with the format of the show to make sure that it works before you then create and craft your pilot, hopefully shoot your pilot that works. Or a sizzle reel. A sizzle reel is like 5 minutes of basically explaining the concept and then pitching it to a network who then hopefully fund a pilot. And then if that pilot works out, then, you know, we'll order a certain number of episodes, 10, 12, 40, and that's, you know, kind of the way it goes. And so we are in the testing phase and we've proved the show works. We have everything we need. We've got the show dialed in. We've made all the adjustments we need to make. It's funny as fuck. We've been working with brilliant people, absolutely brilliant people over at the Upright Citizens Brigade in Los Angeles. We've been working with getting some of the most extraordinary notes and adjustments from, you know, the highest flyers, which, you know, it's like any coach. You kind of get the raw talent of the athlete and then you go, you know what, maybe just drop your elbow a bit there and then boom, you won the Masters or whatever. So similarly, we've got people on board to, you know, kind of watch it and give us some guidance and it's sharp as fuck. It's so funny. It's really fun. And it's going to be a great TV show. We are now in the process of editing all the stuff we shot in Melbourne. That is all going to become what is known as the sizzle or maybe even a pilot. I think we might even get it up to a 22-minute pilot. Did you know that a network television half hour is 22 minutes long once you take the ads out? There you go. So that's how long you got to make it. So we'll make a 22-minute pilot. And then, you know, the next phase from here is then we go and, you know, we get in the room, we pitch it and say, and, you know, to top it all off, we'll come to the show. It's Friday night. Or, you know, we'll come see the show and then we'll come pitch you after that. But I think we're going to put the icing on the cake by getting to come see the show in a room full of people. And that's where we are. And we're pushing forth. All TV has a development budget. So this phase that we're in right now before it even gets to the pilot stage is called development, and that's how much it costs money to create a product, whatever product it is. You know, you've got to invest time in drawing and plans and building and, you know, hiring people and figuring out what the market's doing and all this kind of shit. So this is a product like anything else. So, you know, we've invested some money in developing this and we're all really happy with where it is. And now I'm just so excited because honestly, I'm bummed that I'm not able to make the shows this week, but I'm looking back on the footage as we're putting the pilot together, like fucking hell, this is great. And I'm not just blowing smoke up my own ass. Like we've really created something quite special and it's quite magical. And I think, you know, there's no point like, I don't know, what's a product that's really familiar? Say if I'm making tissues, for example, all right, Kleenex, I've got it nailed. All right, why would I try to develop a tissue when someone like Kleenex and all the people that ripped off Kleenex have got it nailed? Like, there's no point. If I'm making some sort of pulp paper product, it's not going to be a tissue because that market is full. There's no room on the shelf for it, if you know what I mean. The same question I always ask people when they ask me about wanting to start a podcast. I say, well, where's the space on the shelf? On the shelf that your podcast sits, where's the space? Is it between this podcast and that podcast? Because if it's the same as any of those, there's no point making it because all the people that want that kind of podcast already have one. What's the gap? Where are you going for? And, you know, we could drive a freaking electric prime moving truck straight through the hole in the market where we want to go and who we speak to. And I can tell you that because the people that were coming to see this show, both in Sydney and Melbourne already, as I mentioned on this show before, not really the people that you'd ever see at a comedy show, certainly not an improv show. Just exactly the people I wanted to get with this particular TV show. Or it's no good if I'm making a show just for kind of nerdy improv or, you know, kind of snide lefty kind of ABC people. Not that they're not wonderful. I love them and I want to make a show for you too. But then I'm really kind of limiting myself. Like I want this to be as broad as possible. I want this to be network primetime. I need this to be network primetime. You've got to be super broad and really accessible. And occasionally throw in the kind of more cerebral, veiled kind of references to Keynesian economics and shit like that, but only kind of at a higher level above the dick jokes. And that's how you do it. And so people who are coming up to me after these shows in Sydney and Melbourne were like, I've never been to a theater like this. I've never been to a comedy show. I had no idea what I was watching. This is brilliant. I really understood it. It made me think about news stories in a way I've never thought about it before. Thank you. And it's that kind of feedback that just absolutely makes me so, so excited and really push through, I guess, the, oh, I'm not going to make fucking, like, we wanted to make the shows. We can't do the shows. It makes me push through all that. It's like, that's okay. There's always going to be a speed bump. There's no straight path from concept to success. It's always going to be a curvy line and there's always going to be moments. And they're only shit moments if you don't learn from them. And I'd like to think that we've learned a lot We've learned a fucking lot. So it's really, you know, exciting. And I guess I wanted to check in and just kind of talk about, like, this is exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm not hiding anything. Like, it's no big surprise that I'm creating this as a TV show, that I'm pitching this as a format. But I also wanted you to know kind of what it's like. And like, as you're going along creating these big ideas, that there is investment, that takes time, that it doesn't always work. I spoke a couple of weeks ago how I had this massive fucking sellout night, and then the next week 17 people showed up. Like, fucking hell. Like, there's always going to be bumps in the road. There's always going to be things that don't go the way you want, but it's only shit if you don't learn from it or if you don't get something out of it. And my God, we've got so much out of this. And well, for one, it's got me heaps more time to work on the pilot, which is great, because I normally write for like 8 hours a day and then go and do the show. So it's a lot of work. And yeah, I guess I just wanted to share that with you, that, you know, to be completely transparent, that whatever it is you're working on, it's never going to be a straight line and you're going to run into problems. But if the idea is strong enough, the momentum of the idea is enough, and that the concept of the idea is clear enough and strong enough, that it will get you over those bumps and push you through and help you see beyond those issues and help you amalgamate or help you absorb whatever lessons you need to learn out of the, oh, we hit that speed bump a bit too fast. Next time we get one, we might only do it at 20, like the sign said. And then you get to keep going forward. Because in the past, in projects that I've had in the past where the idea wasn't as clear or the momentum wasn't as high, bumps like I've experienced already in making this show have stopped it completely. But we're not there on this one. We have that much momentum and the idea is powerful enough that we're able to get past this stuff. And I wanted you to know that don't be disheartened. Just keep, you know, believing it, believe in the idea and check. You know, I can be delusional and go, this is a great show. And other people go, dude, it's not. You're losing money head over fist. But when people I really trust go, this is a great format. This is great. You should get this on air. And this is not just people who've never been to a show. I'm talking like the TV people that I invite who will go, fucking hell. Like, it's great. And, you know, that's where we are. And I wanted to get this on record so you can listen to this. And then in 6 months from now or whatever, or a year from now, when we're on TV, you get to go, oh, I remember when he was talking about how he had a kind of shitty week and it didn't go as well as he wanted. But then, you know, there was another show that they kind of consolidated everything into, and it's a much bigger room and it's going to be a big night. And that's the night I heard about, the night that the person that I'm watching this on right now bought this show before that night even happened. And you'll know. How's that? Pretty exciting stuff. The tickets are in the show notes, both to the Sydney show and the Newcastle show. I'd love you to come. Super fun. I better jet. I'm going to go kind of try. I'm going to go sit in a sauna for a little bit before, because there's a sauna down the road from my son's daycare. So I'm going to go sit in the sauna for a little bit and I'm going to pick up Wolf. So I better get out of here. But thank you very much to Andy Marr, who cut this together. Thank you to the team, Bree Steele, Rachel Barrett, and Mike Mills on music. If you need me, you can find me. Send us your email at gmail.com. I'll see you Monday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.